Beth, I want to talk a little bit more about the book, 13 is the New 18. Now, you wrote it primarily about your experiences with your son, Taz, at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just curious, what do you think the book would have been like if Taz had written a book about you from what you
Well, that's a good question. I bet it would have been a different book if he'd written it when he was 13 than when he was 16. I'm happy to say that although I had a very rocky period when he was 13, as a 16-year-old, he is a really nice young man, and we have a very good relationship now. When he was 13, it was very, very difficult. We were constantly battling. There just were constant tensions. It was a constant push and pull, where he was very combative and very, the psychologist used the word oppositional. He was very oppositional. You know, if I said red, he said blue. If I had a rule, he had to break it. He was just constantly getting in trouble at school. You know, it was just everybody who was an adult didn't know anything, and everyone who was, a kid was, had a lot of wisdom, and that was who he was going to listen to, not his parents. I already see that he's already sort of a little bit nostalgic, he's a little brother who's 11, so he can, act the big brother and say, well, it's good that when we were little, Mom did this. At the time when I said, no, you can't have ice cream for dinner or whatever it was, you didn't like it. But now that you're 16, you think it was a good idea? Well, okay. And it's funny because he's a very resourceful kid. He has a lot of jobs. He works at an after-school center and as a camp counselor, and he babysits a lot, and he's very, very good at that, and it's interesting because he's tough. He doesn't let little kids push him around. When he says, this is the rule, that is the rule. It's interesting because, when he was on the receiving end of rules, he didn't like them very much. He thought we were very mean. And of course, the other thing is, even in the last 5 years, technology has changed a lot. So his little brother, for example, uses a laptop and, has a cell phone because I want to be able to hear from him after school, make sure he's okay. And, of course, my older son didn't have those things when he was 11. So he's constantly saying, it's not fair. He's only 11 and he gets to, have a cell phone and be on a laptop, and you didn't let me do that when I was 11. Well, it was all so new when he was 11 that most 11-year-olds weren't doing it. So it's interesting that even from his point of view, there's been this sort of increase in technology. But from his point of view, we were just really mean when he was younger and we didn't let him have those things. But, they were very expensive when all this technology was new and nobody really knew a lot about it. It wasn't like every kid had a cell phone when he was in fourth grade. None of them did. But now most of them do, at least in New York City, because, they are kind of independent after school. So, moms and dads want to hear from their kids, make sure they're okay in the afternoon. Where are you? What are you doing? Et cetera.